How long were you a statist, and how did you get out of that?
That's, I mean, that's a large topic, but I'll try to break it down a little bit. Like, all right, so I was born and raised, in a family that practiced, like my father was a detective. My brother went into the military. Like, it was law and order, man. It was cops and robbers. If you were a good guy or you were a bad guy, and I didn't really, I noticed around like 12 and 13 that something wasn't right with the system and the way it worked. But I've discovered certain things, and I talk about it in my episodes. There was something called free speech TV. This was like early 90s. Free speech TV allowed for me to see this like liberal side of things, like, and they were like exposing government corruptions and like, attacks on nature and like just like real truthers, like really like talking. And like I said, wow, that's really interesting. So maybe I was leaning left at first, right? And then when I got around 17, 18, and I got in trouble with the law for the first time, went to prison, right? I turned around and I started listening to the AM radio for a lot of right-wing stuff. Like, these guys make sense, like, yeah, who's going to tear up our constitution? Like, what? They're going to take our rights away. Like, all this like hoopla, like, you
Right.
get all crazy about it, and taxes and death, like they implant and ingrain this stuff into us from day one, and like being a product of the public school system, being a product of the propaganda and the movies and Hollywood and all the stuff that they've drenched us with. I was fortunate enough to have a mother that believed in diversity, that believed in education. She made sure that I was educated. She made sure I was interested in being educated. It wasn't just about, putting him in a good school or putting him in a school where he's going to learn something, but encourage him to like want to learn something. Like a lot of people, with the mental health of this, the statism end of things, it's people, they don't want to walk away from government. Like, government is control of mind, for those that don't know. Gubermentis, right? So they don't want to walk away from it because they're afraid of the unknown, right? They don't know what's around that corner. It's like scary. It's like, oh, I don't go there. But did you ever go on a vacation or a trip somewhere and you had like a really great time? But you if you didn't go, you wouldn't know, right? But if you don't go, you don't grow. Right? Consciousness, physical, mental, all these things. You have to move forward in order to see clearly. I the more I removed myself from the system as time was going on, the more I removed myself from the system, the easier things got for me. And the more I was able to empower myself and understand that the empowerment of myself was through the empowerment of others. Now, government doesn't allow for that, right? These systems that are in place don't allow for that. You go there and they give you a paycheck, or they give you your rights on a piece of paper, or whatever the situation is, and then they collect money from your energy. The real currency on this planet is energy. It's, what you're investing your time and abilities into, right? That's the real energy. But people are afraid because without some kind of mommy daddy figure to walk them through the unknown, right? They have to be accountable and they have to be responsible.